Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We start the week on a wintry note in the Northeast with a light snow and cold temperatures. The snow ends tonight and the cold starts to moderate. New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington should warm to the 40s and 50s by midweek, even lower 60s by Thursday when we look for more precipitation, but by then it will all be rain. A more dynamic storm will move cross-country by then. At first, it's moisture-starved, but by Wednesday, it will feed off Gulf of Mexico moisture, producing lots of rain and thunderstorms through Texas and Oklahoma and general rain along the East Coast on up into New England. Some of those storms down south could be severe. Now, if you watch the Super Bowl, you know it's warm out west, but that's going to change too. Details in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Yes, Los Angeles won the big game.
What are your plans? I don't know.
What's your future look like?
I don't know.
How do you like working at Tiny Toes?
I hate working at Tiny Toes.
You should start your own business.
What business should I be in?
I don't know. What do you like?
I don't know.
You're an actress. You should be an actress.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. It's my calling. I don't know how to do anything else. It's what I'm meant to do. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been a song and dance
man.
Come
on. Ever since you were a kid, song and dance man. Where are your parents?
My mom works for me.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, she does, in my public relations company.
In your public relations company? Because you have that.
Yes.
And you're an actor.
Yes.
And you're a secret agent, too.
Well, no, I'm not a secret agent. That's funny.
Alana Haim and Cooper Hoffman, the stars of Licorice Pizza. Licorice Pizza is the best movie I've seen in 20 years, 25 years. It is brilliant. It's hysterical. Alana Haim and Cooper Hoffman. Alana Haim is the youngest of the Haim sisters in the group Haim. And Cooper Hoffman is the son of the late great actor, Mr. Hoffman.
I don't know.
What's your future look like?
I don't know.
How do you like working at Tiny Toes?
I hate working at Tiny Toes.
You should start your own business.
What business should I be in?
I don't know. What do you like?
I don't know.
You're an actress. You should be an actress.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. It's my calling. I don't know how to do anything else. It's what I'm meant to do. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been a song and dance
Come
man.
Come on. Ever since you were a kid, song and dance man. Where are your parents?
My mom works for me.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, she does, in my public relations company.
In your public relations company? Because you have that.
Yes.
And you're an actor.
Yes.
And you're a secret agent, too.
Well, no, I'm not a secret agent. That's funny.
It's hysterical. It's the first movie I've seen in years that could easily win an Oscar as Best Picture, that's funny, that touches on a long series of bright intellectual themes, but it's not ponderous and serious and painful the way so many of these independent films are, because it's not an independent film. It was put out by a real studio, by a real director. Paul Thomas Anderson is the real director who wrote every word and, by the way, shot it. So he shot it, he wrote it, and he directed it. But more importantly, his father was Ernie Anderson, the voice of the Love Boat. This movie, if you haven't seen Licorice Pizza yet, I order you to go see it this week. My current wife and I went and saw it. We loved every second of it because it was funny, it rang true. Long overdue. You and I'll talk more about this in just a second. But first, about these Canadian truckers. The best part of the story, you know, real talk show hosts keep ignoring. You know, they say serious things like, you know, this is a terrible thing or a great thing, or these truckers have been maligned. Nonsense. There's no American talk show host who gives a crap about the plight of those truckers. The only one I've seen so far who gives a crap about the plight of those truckers is, ready, Mike Lindell, the owner of the MyPillow company. Mike Lindell, who invented the MyPillow pillow and the MyPillow slippers, which are spectacular, and the MyPillow sheets, all incredible products in a variety of colors. Mike Lindell is giving pillows to every one of those truckers. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He's doing whatever he can do to get the MyPillow brand pillow to every one of those truckers. Every one of them. And good for him. Now, I live in America. I'm not aware of any disruption that these truckers have done to our economy. I'm not aware of any of that. And that crummy bridge that connects the two countries. So there are many other places that we can cross into Canada. And I have not heard from anybody who's a trucker. I hear from their unions. I hear from spokesmen. I hear from media people. I hear from all sorts of very official people. But I haven't heard from any truckers. And that's who I want to hear from at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That is my phone number, 888-688-9258. You're driving a truck, you're in that convoy, I want to hear from you. And I will give you the time and the respect that you deserve to state your point of view. Because this show is made for truckers. Sorry, I'm having terrible problems with my voice. This show is made for truckers. You are misfits. You and I don't fit in. Who else would be listening to the radio, an AM radio station, at this hour on a Sunday night? We're not normal. But we're together in this situation right now. I am 14 inches from this microphone. You're in a truck. You're 14 inches from the speaker. This is an intimacy that no other medium achieves. None. The big screen TV doesn't achieve this intimacy. It's just us. We get to talk to each other in a way that no other medium allows us. And look at that road in front of you. Look at that snow. You know, where I live, we've had continuous snow for 3 weeks. And you're concerned about, maybe if you're not a trucker, you're concerned about disruption on the highway. I'll tell you what disruption on the highway is. Those criminal tolls. The tolls on these roads is an act of criminality. What they charge truckers. Do you have any idea of the differential between what a four-wheeler pays for the same trip that an 18-wheeler pays? It is criminal. It is a 10 times difference. It's not okay. And I have said to every candidate for office, I said, you want to win this office? You want to be president of the United States? Here's what you do. You get up there and say, I am going to eliminate all toll roads. I'm going to eliminate tolls. There's no need for the tolls. The roads have been built. We don't need the tolls. And they always say, well, it's for, you know, to repair the roads. Really? The Romans knew how to build roads that are still up. Why don't we know that? I'm Walter M. Sterling. My number is 888-688-WALT, 16 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I want to share with you an interesting fact. Our happiness depends so much on how well we sleep. And how well we sleep is affected by what we are sleeping in. Comfortable linen, great blankets, and the best pillow possible. You put your head on a pillow for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a night, it had better be a damn good pillow. My Pillow brand pillow is the very best pillow. It is filled with magic. It is filled with patented material that stays cool, holds its shape, and you can wash it. You can throw it in the washer. You know what happens if you throw other pillows in the washer. They come out smelling like a dead duck. The MyPillow brand pillow holds its shape, stays cool all night, and you can wash it. 800-844-0876. That's the number to call the MyPillow brand people. And a live operator, a real operator, is looking forward to talking to you, not some robot. They want to talk to you and answer every question you've got about the MyPillow brand pillow. The question I've got is, how can they make it so inexpensive? It used to be $69.99. Now it's $19.99. That's $20 for a MyPillow brand pillow filled with patented material that holds its shape, stays cool all night, and you can wash it. 800-844-0876. What a great thing to give your kid to go off to school, to give your significant other to take on the road instead of using those yucky hotel pillows. This will smell like home. Now they'll be able to take a pillow on the road that smells like home and is washed and ready to go. Oh, and a 10-year warranty. Your marriage doesn't have a 10-year warranty. 800-844-0876. Please call them. Get all the information. They're waiting to answer every question you've got. Now the MyPillow brand pillow is $19.99. If you say the word Walter, say the word Walter, and you will get that amazing discount. 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
LeafletOnline.com. Can you remember that? LeafletOnline.com. L-E-A-F. LeafletOnline.com. Is that the worst name for a website ever? I think so. But it's the name of the website for the best fruitcake you will ever eat. Because when you and I think of fruitcake in our minds, when we imagine fruitcake in our mind, it's a beautiful cake. It has spongy cake, and it has fruit that's fresh and delicious. Well, now you can get a real fruitcake at leafletonline.com. Go there, put my name in, Walter, in the promo code, see a significant drop in price. This is made in a monastery. You know it's pure. Great ingredients, terrific. LeafletOnline.com. Get the fruitcake that you're imagining.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me? I can't hear anything.
All right, through this hour, you will hear the voices of some very special people. I want you to listen to them carefully and see if you can identify what they have in common.
Pretty Little Liars star Ashley Benson managed to remain tight-lipped about her romance with model and actress Cara Delevingne for an entire year. But since going public during Pride Month in 2019, fans are scrambling for more details. Here are some things you may not know about this intriguing couple. Before the pair came clean about their relationship, Benson and Delevingne reveled in speculation. The couple posted photos of each other to Instagram throughout 2018, but things looked less platonic and more romantic when they were first spotted holding hands at a bowling alley in May of that year, according to 17. Needless to say, this shocked fans, especially considering Benson's dating history. According to J14, the actress had been previously linked to Ryan Good, Justin Bieber's stylist, and an executive producer on Pumped. The pair had an on-and-off romance that lasted the better part of Pretty Little Liars' excessively long and massively complicated run. Nonetheless, when PLL geared up for its final season in 2016, Benson was on to bigger and better things. According to Playboy, the actress was linked to bisexual PLL co-star Tyler Blackburn, though they never officially dated. After that came Delevingne. According to Us Weekly, Delevingne is the very first woman Benson has ever dated, and is also the quote, first time she's been in a healthy relationship, proving that sometimes the most unexpected thing is the best possible move. As the months dragged on in Benson and Delevingne's undercover romance, the Pretty Little Liars star took a page from the series that made her famous.
There you go. Ashley Benson in a healthy relationship with Cara Delevingne. They're not in that relationship anymore, but I'm going to play you some more audio clips through this hour and see if you can identify the common trait of all of these people. What do they have in common? Are you driving a truck? I don't want to hear from a spokesperson or your union guy or a news guy on the road or a Canadian. I want to hear from you. If you're behind the wheel of a truck, I want to hear from you because you and I talk every week. I get emails from you. I get letters from you. And we have a terrific rapport. And let's continue that. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I have too much to do tonight. Oh, yeah, let me talk about this game. Los Angeles won, in case you were in the bathroom for a long time. And I've got these coughing problems. I really don't know. Oh, I know what it is. You know what? It's so freaking cold outside that when I come inside, it stresses my voice. You know, I have a very special voice. It stresses it. I don't watch these games. And the reason I don't watch these games is because I don't understand the game. I don't know anything about football. I don't understand it. It has been explained to me 100 times. What does the flag do? Why do they throw flags? Why don't they just keep the flags in their pockets and keep them nice? I don't know what a down is. I don't know how many downs you're supposed to have. I don't know what a point spread is. All of these indicate that I'm not a real man. Real men know what all of these things are, and they know how to bet on it. That's the big thing. They know how to bet on it. If anybody thinks that these are about sportsmanship, it's nonsense. It's not about that. It's about the point spread. But I don't know what a point spread is. I've never understood it. I was bad at math. I was a terrible athlete. The only sport I ever understood was Frisbee. I had a hand in inventing it, Ultimate Frisbee. Yes, I did, really. And that's it. I'm missing the chip in my brain where I can watch a field of players and distinguish one play from another. I have the same problem with basketball. If I watch them run up and down and up and down the court, I can't tell the difference about what they're doing right now with what they did 10 seconds ago, 20 seconds ago. I don't get it. But in football, there's the extra peril that somebody's going to get hurt. And that's always struck me as a tragedy. Somebody's going to get hurt. And so I don't get it. The only thing I understand about football is Trevor Lawrence's hair. I want that hair. And I wouldn't mind his wife, Marissa Maury. Wouldn't mind that wife, and I wouldn't mind that hair. That's it. I don't know anything else. And you may think that puts me at a tremendous disadvantage in social situations. You're right. It puts me at an enormous disadvantage in social situations because when they start talking about the game, I don't know what you're talking about. All I care about is that my steak be well done. No, I'm sorry. Take it back. That my steak be medium rare. That's all I care about. And I've spent my life wondering, are there any other men like me? I haven't found another man like me because when prompted, most men will start talking about football as though they know something about football, even though I don't believe them. These are my dilemmas. That's what I put on the table at the beginning of Sterling on Sunday on this big game day. Licorice Pizza is the best movie I have seen in decades. I urge you to go see it now. It stars that Hoffman kid's kid. I'm sorry, that Hoffman actor's kid and Alana Haim, the youngest of the Haim sisters, the great trio, terrific trio. And it's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who directed Boogie Nights. You didn't watch his other movies, but you saw Boogie Nights. I know you did. That's all I know today. It is a beautiful, magnificent, brilliant, funny as hell movie. Please go see it, and then we'll share notes next week. and lets you and I talk about, if you're a trucker, I want to talk to you. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. I look forward to talking to you about that. This is a special night because I've never experienced cold like this in my life. Have you? Have you, Mary, in St. Louis? Welcome, Mary. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, cold Walter. Try some wool socks. Those are great. They'll keep you warm. But that's
Thank
not
you.
Why I called.
Oh.
About football. I'm
yes.
self-taught. I didn't get the shopping gene like most women get. I
yes.
got the sports gene.
Oh, good for
so
you.
So I've watched it all my life. It's a really fun game. Unfortunately, the NFL has ruined it. They throw games. It's so deceptive. You really can't even bet on it anymore. And that's not – I was never good at betting on it. I don't understand the point spread myself, but I do know the game. And I've watched the NFL just destroy it. So the fact that you know nothing about it is probably good because it's going to die and go away anyway.
How has the NFL destroyed it?
Well, they have different rules for different teams.
Really?
And they have, oh goodness, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And some things that they sweep under the rug, they really shouldn't. And since I've gotten into politics, they've really ruined it. So don't even bother learning about it because it's not worth it anymore. They have ruined a fun game.
Yes.
You have better things to do with your time than football.
It's true. What about Trevor Lawrence's hair?
I don't know who that is.
He's the kid on the
who
Jaguars.
Is he?
He was the number one draft pick this year, and he's on the Jaguars in Florida, the Tampa Bay Jaguars.
Is he the one that's been arrested a bunch of times?
No. Christian. Good Christian boy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know, he's
Trevor
a good kid.
Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. All right.
I can't help you there.
Look him up. Thank you for calling me. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday. I appreciate it. Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right. See how nothing I know about football? Nothing. All right, we've got a lot for you tonight. You and I are going to talk about Licorice Pizza, the best movie ever made, and you and I are going to talk about, what did I got for you? Oh, and listen very carefully to every voice. There are a lot of little voices that will drop through. Listen very carefully to every voice and see if you can identify the common theme to all of these voices tonight at 888-688-WALT. My name's Walter M. Sterling on the coldest night of the year, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by SpongeBob.
Welcome to our club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. From Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. A change in the jet stream pattern out west will bring a storm through the nation's midsection by midweek and much cooler winds blowing through the west. Temperatures will drop out of the 80s, as you saw in the Super Bowl Sunday night. And we had some 90s, too, through California and the desert southwest. And we're going to blow in much cooler air by midweek. Along with these cooler temperatures comes some high winds as early as tonight and tomorrow in Northern California. And with hardly any rain since New Year's Eve, high fire danger as well. Windy in Sacramento and Las Vegas tomorrow and Tuesday with some blowing sand and dust as well. Seattle will see rain and 40s tomorrow, and then cloudy for the rest of the week. More rain coming in on next weekend. Fairbanks, Alaska. Periods of snow tonight and tomorrow, with a high of about 4 degrees tomorrow and a low of 13 below tonight. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour. Only on Sterling on Sunday.
Riverside, New Jersey. Ann, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Walter.
Hello, Ann.
I have been listening to you for going on 7 years.
since I bought my house here after my husband passed away.
God bless you.
And I think that you're very entertaining.
Thank you. Where'd you go?
I wanted to tell you.
Oh,
I'm right here. Hello?
Good. Yes, hello.
Okay. I wanted to tell you that football is an interesting game because if you really watch it, you will see that there is some strategy to it.
Yes, and I believe that people who play football well are really smart. It's a hard game, but I can't get it. I watch it, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Well, I didn't used to get it. My husband, on our third date, took me to an Eagles game years ago. I got Bill Berge's autograph. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
But he explained it to me, and my husband loved the game. But actually, that's not the reason that I wanted to talk to you, because I'm thinking that you're so smart, maybe you can tell me why I can't get a date.
I can't imagine why you can't get a date. Can I go through some points with you? Can we discuss this?
Well, absolutely. Now, I have my own house.
Yes.
I have two paid-for vehicles.
Yes.
I have a trained hunting dog, and I have a bass boat, and I can't get a date.
Is it possible, and I know this is a tragic net to cast on my gender, is it possible you're just too smart for them?
Well, I'm thinking so.
Now, you have your own, see, in terms of material stuff, there's nothing that you need that a guy is going to provide. You have all the stuff that you need. Do you work?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a lot of things that
I have a very good job. I love my job.
Okay, so these are a lot of things that could be intimidating to a guy. But I think you said the magic words.
I'm a redhead.
I know bass fishermen. And I know the passion mm-hmm. they have for the sport. I know the passion they have for the sport. They're crazy about it. They start fishing Saturday morning and they're not done till Sunday night. So it seems to me.
Well, that was my husband.
It seems to me that that's your way in.
I had the boat by default.
It seems to me that's your way in to a bass fisherman club, a social club of bass fishermen. That's the easy way in.
That's not threatening. Good.
It's not threatening. It's common ground. Where do you get pizza?
Where do I get pizza?
Yes.
Oh, either Bella's or Angelo's.
Right. So you're a sensible person. You have a bass fishing boat. You have your own home. You're not going to be a liability on any guy. And it seems to me.
No, and I even have a trained hunting dog.
that's very attractive. I think if you put yourself in a social situation where there are bass fishermen, you know their language because of your husband. You know about their sport. You have a boat. You have a lot of common ground with a lot of solid guys. Bass fishermen are not dangerous guys.
No, they're not.
They're good, solid guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably are like union foremen.
See, I want a real guy. Because, like, these nansy-pansy ones I can't handle.
Well, they couldn't handle you, buddy.
Well, probably not.
Hey, listen, so help me make a promo for my show. Please tell me why you listen to the show, why you have listened to it for 7 years. What do you like?
I have listened to you for 7 years. I just enjoy the entertainment factor of your show. Plus, quite frankly, you have a lot of common sense.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. I appreciate it. Anytime a Jersey girl calls me, that's a win. Thank you so much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Now, I'm going to play some audio clips of some women throughout this show. See if you can find what they have in common.
I can see where Waltham gets his pretty face.
Aren't you sweet? He's single, you know.
I know. Are you?
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Yes, Los Angeles won. That's all I know about the big game. This is Sterling on Sunday. It has been such a blessing to me to be able to share information with you about the right products. And this is a great product made by Mike Lindell, who decided it was time to have the right pillow in America. This pillow is patented. It is filled with magic material that will make you feel good. And it holds its shape at night and it stays cool all night. It used to be $69.99. I used to look up the MyPillow brand pillow and I'd go, it's just a little too much. Now, if you say the name Walter, the price drops from $69.99 to $19.99. It holds its shape. It stays cool all night. You can wash it. You know, it doesn't go well when you try to wash normal pillows, but this is not a normal pillow. Get all the information. Get the answers you need. You can also buy pillowcases from Mike Lindell in every color you can imagine. And he's so smart. He designed pillowcases that you don't have to wrestle with the pillow to get it on. These are extra large pillowcases. The pillows just go right in. Same thing with the top sheet. Can you imagine a top sheet on a bed that you don't have to fight to get it over the mattress? That's what they have at the MyPillow brand website. But call this number, 800-844-0876. There's a human right now waiting for you at this hour and this time and this day of the week. Isn't that great? You can talk to somebody about the product. Talk to them about life. They don't care. They're happy to hear from you. 800-844-0876. Say the name Walter, and the price drops to $19.99. My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
Los Angeles won the big game. I don't know anything about games. I don't know anything about sports. It took me years to admit it. I don't know what a down is, a flag. I don't know what all those bells and whistles are. I don't get it. I'm sorry, but I don't get it. I respect it because there's a lot of money there, but I look at it, and it's a roulette table. It's gambling. That's all it is. That's the only reason those stadiums get filled. Now, coming up in just seconds, I want to talk about the Olympics. However, see if you can find a common theme to the audio that we're playing this hour.
In 1994, Penthouse released a tape featuring Tonya Harding and her ex-husband, Jeff Galluli, and published stills from it in the magazine. The video is called Tonya and Jeff's Wedding Night and has its own IMDb page. Now, we're not shaming anyone for creating a sex tape. As the Chicago Tribune reported in 1994, the sex is consensual, but the publication is not. That same year, Harding's manager told UPI that her client opposed the sale of the tape, saying she has been offered upwards of $600,000 to pose nude, and she has totally rejected the idea. However, many publications, including Deadspin, who spoke to Galluli, have since reported that it's confirmed that he and Harding split the profits from selling the tape. In 1998, Fox aired Breaking the Ice, a special featuring Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan speaking face-to-face for the first time since the scandal. Harding did not take responsibility for the attack, instead offering Kerrigan an apology that skirted around any personal culpability, saying, "Nancy, I want to apologize again for being in the wrong place at the wrong time around the wrong people. If I would have known anything in the beginning, I would have done anything I could to stop it. Anything." We won't speculate on the sincerity of Harding's words, but she does seem to be talking in a bit of a circle. Kerrigan confirmed to ABC News in 2017 that she's never received a, quote, direct apology from Harding, adding, "Does it matter at this point?" Lack of an apology aside, Tonya Harding sure does seem to love throwing shade at her former rival, even in more recent years. In the 2014 ESPN film, The Price of Gold, she said,
"She was a great skater. I was a great skater. But of course, she was treated, you know, like this huge queen."
Harding did not get the endorsement deals that Kerrigan did, even before the scandal. And quotes like that make her appear a bit bitter about it to this day. At the Lillehammer Olympics.
Well, I had dinner with Tonya Harding. Yes, Walter Sterling had dinner with Tonya Harding. because before I was a talk show host, I was a suit. And my job was to come up with ideas for shows, to come up with ideas for syndicated, network, local radio talk shows, or features, very unpopular form of radio. And I had this brilliant idea one day. I said, you know, I know the show that Tonya Harding should host, that she'd be uniquely capable of hosting, because clearly she could talk. I went and had dinner with Tonya Harding. And I was very surprised. I was surprised that she was so tiny. She's tiny. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, figure skaters are tiny. I'm having dinner with her. She has unbelievably beautiful eyes, these beautiful crystal blue eyes. She's a very attractive person in person. A very attractive person in person, more so than in photographs or on TV. She's beautiful, and she has these gorgeous little eyes, and she's a character. I said, Tonya, I have an idea for a radio show that I'd like you to consider hosting. And she was like, oh, okay. I said, I would like you to consider hosting a show where you take phone calls and you settle dilemmas for people, problems they might have. And what we're going to do is call it Ethics with Tonya Harding. What, she said, what? Yeah, we'll call the show Ethics with Tonya Harding.
What are your plans?
I don't know.
What's your future look like?
I don't know.
How do you like working at Tiny Toes?
I hate working at Tiny Toes.
You should start your own business.
What business should I be in?
I don't know. What do you like?
I don't know.
You're an actress. You should be an actress.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. It's my calling. I don't know how to do anything else. It's what I'm meant to do. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been a song and dance
Come
man.
Come on. Ever since you were a kid. Song and dance man. Where are your parents?
My mom works for me.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, she does, in my public relations company.
In your public relations company? Because you have that.
Yes.
And you're an actor.
Yes.
And you're a secret agent, too.
Well, no, I'm not a secret agent. That's funny.
You have to go see Licorice Pizza. That's from Licorice Pizza. It is hysterical. It's set in 1973 in the Valley, and it had better win Best Picture. It's up for Best Picture, Best Picture Act Oscar. It had better win. 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Let's you and I talk tonight, especially if you're in that trucker convoy, because I salute Mike Lindell, founder of the MyPillow Company, who has pledged to give every single trucker in the convoy a MyPillow pillow. How smart is that? All these other people who say, yes, we support the convoy. We think it's fine. There's no problem. What have you done? Have you offered up pillows, slippers, blankets? No, you haven't done anything. But Mike Lindell, once again, has stepped up as a real American and said, I will provide pillows to the convoy. Super smart. 888-688-WALT. Now, a couple years ago, I worked at ABC. One of the years at ABC had the Olympics. They had the Los Angeles Olympics. And at first, I didn't understand what the appeal was to NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox of having the Olympics, because it always looked like a money-losing proposition, because it is. But what it does do, which is amazing, is I was stupid. I started making noise at ABC saying, do we really need this? Is this something we really should be doing? And everybody told me to shut up, just shut up. Because that was at a moment in my career when people actually listened to me, which was, you know, never a good idea. But they said, shh, don't say anything. All right, so I didn't say anything. Because what I learned is that companies that take on the Olympics, that buy into the sponsorship of the Olympics or the broadcasting of the Olympics, manna from heaven appears. Everything is brand new. Suddenly, we had all new broadcasting equipment that we really didn't need, all new microphones. We had new desks, new chairs. It was amazing how much arrived to support the Olympic effort. Everything was new. Now, NBC is doing the Olympics this year, and they're getting it handed to them because these games are being played to empty stadiums in a dictatorship, and a cruel dictatorship at that. And you see that the premier of China, he's standing there in his black coat and black pants. Where's his wife? Do we know if he has a wife? He's standing in the stadium, his stadium in China, his Olympic stadium, surrounded by nobody. He's standing there alone. No wife, no kids, no relatives, no seconds in command. This is the loneliest man in the world. Either nobody wants to stand next to him, or nobody will stand next to him, or he's afraid for them. Then they pull back the camera, and there's no one around him in the stadium. There's no one there. So all we know about his dictatorship is that it's cruel and capricious, and I don't know why the Olympic Committee agreed to go there. It never turns out well when we go to a country like that. Meanwhile, in the next few years, we're going to Paris. No problem. Going to Paris, great idea. Every Olympic should be in Paris. The other problem with the Olympics is you and I don't understand how those games are scored. Do you know how to score figure skating? No. Do you and I know how to score the luge? No. To us, that's Route 71. That's Highway 71, Interstate 71. That's the luge. We have no idea how those sports are scored. The only thing you and I know how to score is baseball. And some of you know how to score football. That's it. Our hockey team wouldn't go. It's crazy. Nobody knows how to score the games. The stands are empty. It's an evil dictatorship. I don't get it. All right, let's talk. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And I have a big announcement. I have a 9-year-old, beautiful 9-year-old. And in exactly 1 hour, she will be a 10-year-old. She will be a 10-year-old in 1 hour. And I know her. She's making herself stay up so she can look at midnight and know that she is suddenly 10. Yes, she's a Valentine Day baby. She turns 10 on Valentine's Day. And that's what she is, boy. A piece of work. I have lots for you tonight. You and I will talk about many things. But mostly, if you're driving a truck, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from somebody in the convoy. I want to share this experience with you. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is a big network show. We're on KMOX, KMBZ, KDKA, and KFBK. My name's Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We start the week on a wintry note in the Northeast with light snow and cold temperatures. The snow ends tonight and the cold starts to moderate. New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington should warm to the 40s and 50s by midweek, even lower 60s by Thursday when we look for more precipitation, but by then it will all be rain. A more dynamic storm will move cross country by then. At first it's moisture starved, but by Wednesday it will feed off Gulf of Mexico moisture, producing lots of rain and thunderstorms through Texas and Oklahoma, and general rain along the East Coast on up into New England. Some of those storms down south could be severe. Now, if you watch the Super Bowl, you know it's warm out west, but that's going to change too. Details in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
They never actually expected to really save someone's day when these JV football players at Fitton High School got on the field for their afternoon practice Tuesday.
This little boy came in, like, screaming and crying, like, help. And then this dude came up and he looked kind of creepy.
The terrified middle school student had been by himself near the football field when he was approached by a middle-aged man. Without hesitation, the team jumped in.
Yeah, we got between him so he couldn't get to the little kid. Then he ran off.
The man was sitting here gesturing to get the kid to come over to him, and the kid came, went behind me and said, please don't let him take me. I'm like, we won't, bud. So we all tell him, get out of here, go away.
We chased him out of there, and I took pictures of his license plate.
The teens not only called 911, but they gave police the plate number, a good description, and pictures of the stranger's van. Officers caught up with the man a short time later, thanks to the quick thinking of these guys.
So you see it happen in a movie, so you take that experience from the movie and use it in real life.
The team, proud to help and proud of each other, they came together as a team to rescue the boy.
Yeah, we did. I think so, yeah. One big football team.
Yeah, definitely. Because usually we work as a team on football field, but we work on it out and after.
And the guys are humbled to be called heroes.
Just doing a community service that everyone should do every day.
We're lucky to save him and so he didn't get kidnapped or something.
The kid was lucky, and I hope he's all good now, even after that traumatizing kind of thing.
Yeah, now, what would you do if you were me? I'm sitting here on the air, and I get a text from my current wife, and this is what it says. It says, gas, question mark. No, not even a question mark. It says, gas, all the best. What do you mean, gas, all the best? What does that mean? Does it mean that we have to pay the gas bill? Or does it mean we need gas in the car? Or that she has gas when she realized who she was married to? These are the issues in my life. I bet you that a lot of these hosts that do these serious shows that scream at the Democrats never get a text when they're on the air that says, gas, all the best, and then the name of their wife. This, I suspect, is just my little dilemma. Drew, a Grubhub driver in Las Vegas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Drew.
Hi, an honor as usual.
Yes, Drew.
Yes, those texts are the best.
Do you get those texts from you? Are you married?
No, but from my ex that I've been with for many years, and we're still very close friends, and we talk to each other a lot, and sometimes I get random texts where it's like as if she started a conversation without me and then decided to let me know halfway through with the text and expects me to know what she's talking about. So maybe it's that.
Well, my hope is that we need gas in the car because that's easy to solve. If it's gas for the house, you know, heating gas, that's a whole different level of problem because that's a lot more money. It has to be paid soon or else in 20-degree weather, bad men will come and turn off our gas, which is unlikely because they don't like to turn off your gas. Have you found that to be true? Do you need gas in Las Vegas?
Some places are. You have a lot of electric run places, and a lot of places actually still use natural gas to heat the places. So it just depends. But of course, I haven't really deal with that as badly. Your temperatures are much more severe, and we don't get snowed in usually. So, like right now, no heat is on.
In Northeast Ohio, we have had 2.5 weeks steady of nonstop snow. It has snowed for 2.5 weeks nonstop. And I happen to have a 2001 Sedan DeVille, a white Sedan DeVille. You look out there at it, and you can't tell where the car starts and where it stops. That's how much snow.
Yeah, spending a half an hour to get your car ready to go, I don't desire that at all. Like I said, my ex, she is in Ohio. She showed me a picture of her thermometer showing it -2 below 0.
Yeah, I won't do it.
I'm like, no, thanks.
I won't do it. And the dumbest thing that a man over the age of 21 can do is shovel snow. It's just idiotic. So I won't do it because it's a death sentence. And this is horrible. I've never seen so much snow. And I went to college in Syracuse. I grew up in North Jersey. Snow is always an issue, but not like this. This is horrendous. All right, Drew, what's up, buddy?
Well, I learned something new last night. While I was waiting to pick up an order, you know, for Grubhub, of course, at Jack in the Box, a customer walks in, some small talk, and he says, he asks me, so who do you have for tomorrow? And I'm like, what do you mean? The game tomorrow. The game? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's tomorrow. Oh. And I had to ask him who was playing. So that's what I learned. I didn't even know what was happening today. I just learned about it last night. I played it before. I know the basics, but I agree that the rules are extremely confusing. There's always a flag being thrown down all the time. There's people trying to stop someone to grab the ball, and something he did wrong to stop him from grabbing the ball. I don't know why. Why a 5-minute game clock takes 30 minutes to play. And when that lady earlier called in and said that the rules are changing and different for different games or something, that just really threw me for a loop. I don't see. It's too annoying. To me, rugby is a real man's kind of sport. They have no padding, and it's like football, but better. And they go and they go and they go. What little I've seen, I was enjoying it more, even though I didn't really understand what all was going on. But they were just going and hardly – it was hardly ever stopped. So, like, they meant business, and they're going. And we don't have helmets on the head. You're less likely to try to constantly purposely slam heads into each other. And what you know, that helps contribute to that CTE brain injury problem that a lot of football players have been known to get, you know, later on.
When I have brought up the issue of it seems as though the point of the game is to hurt each other, I'm always told the same thing, which is the point of the game is to not hurt each other. And I'm like, okay, that's way too ethereal for me. That's way too complex for me. Now, Drew, I have to give you a gold star. You want to know why? This is the best call you've ever done. I'm very proud of you. This is an outstanding call, and I appreciate the call from Las Vegas on KXNT, Sterling on Sunday, 15 past the hour. Go.
Thank you.
Sean, push the button. It has been such a blessing to me to be able to share information with you about the right products. And this is a great product made by Mike Lindell, who decided it was time to have the right pillow in America. This pillow is patented. It is filled with magic material that will make you feel good. And it holds its shape at night, and it stays cool all night. It used to be $69.99. I used to look up the MyPillow brand pillow, and I'd go, it's just a little too much. Now, if you say the name Walter, the price drops from $69.99 to $19.99. It holds its shape. It stays cool all night. You can wash it. You know, it doesn't go well when you try to wash normal pillows, but this is not a normal pillow. Get all the information, get the answers you need. You can also buy pillowcases from Mike Lindell in every color you can imagine. And he's so smart. He designed pillowcases that you don't have to wrestle with the pillow to get it on. These are extra large pillowcases. The pillows just go right in. Same thing with the top sheet. Can you imagine a top sheet on the bed that you don't have to fight to get it over the mattress? That's what they have at the MyPillow brand website. But call this number, 800-844-0876. There's a human right now waiting for you at this hour and this time and this day of the week. Isn't that great? You can talk to somebody about the product. Talk to them about life. They don't care. They're happy to hear from you. 800-844-0876. Say the name Walter, and the price drops to $19.99. My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When you think about fruitcakes, it's not a pleasant thought, is it? But your concept of a fruitcake is very specific. It would have spongy cake, delicious, and fresh fruit. It does exist. And it's at leafletonline.com. I wish they'd get a new website name. That's just horrible. But that's what we're with today. LEAFLET, leafletonline.com. If you go there, you will see amazing products, a wide array of products. But go to the fruitcake, select the fruitcake, and order the fruitcake. You can get it in 1 pound or 3 pounds. You will order the 3 pound. You will order the 3 pound. Put my name, Walter, in the promo code, and you will see a significant price drop right away. LEAFLET, leafletonline.com. That's where you get a terrific, fresh, delicious fruitcake. Leafletonline.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
You will thank me if you go and see this movie.
I don't know.
What's your future look like?
I don't know.
How do you like working at Tiny Toes?
I hate working at Tiny Toes.
You should start your own business.
What business should I be in?
I don't know. What do you like?
I don't know.
You're an actress. You should be an actress.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. It's my calling.
Ugh.
I don't know how to do anything else. It's what I'm meant to do. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been a song and dance
Come
man.
Come on. Ever since you were a kid. Song and dance man. Where are your parents?
My mom works for me.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, she does, in my public relations company.
In your public relations company? Because you have that.
Yes.
And you're an actor.
Yes.
And you're a secret agent, too.
Well, no, I'm not a secret agent. That's funny.
Licorice Pizza. You got to go see Licorice Pizza. Nothing has made me quite that happy since my wedding night. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. We're playing special clips of actresses. See if you can identify what these actresses have in common.
So this is the kitchen. I love that color blue. I think it's one of my favorite colors. We have a massive pantry. So after the kitchen, we're going to go into the like main dining room. This house before, it was built in around the 30s, but before the guys who owned it, it was very black and white. And I wanted to lighten everything up, brighten everything up.
The great Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne. Actress, model, girlfriend of Ashley Benson. One of the greatest of our time. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I can't wait to hear this. Keith, at the North Pole in Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
How you doing?
Keith, at the North Pole in Alaska. So let's start with the obvious. What's the temperature?
Right now, 4 degrees.
4 degrees. And you're a DoorDash driver in Alaska.
I am full time, and I've been listening to you for months, and now I hear this Grubhub driver on every week. So just wanted to give my input as a DoorDash driver.
Do you like the job?
I do. I really do, actually.
Does it pay you enough?
You get to go play in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year, I just did my taxes. Last year, I made $92,000.
Yes. Very good. Congratulations. And you earned every penny, too.
Oh, yeah. We average probably no less than about $1,400 a week.
What percent in tips?
Most of it, actually. Every week, I average about $700 to $800 in tips, and then DoorDash pays the other.
Now I'm going to ask you some stupid questions since I'm not a DoorDash driver. Is it your car or do they give you a car?
No, it's my car. I have several cars, and about 2 weeks ago, I was going down the road, and a moose was in the middle of the road, and it took my truck out.
Oh, no. And
that's part of the danger, but hey.
At this time of year, how bad are the roads? Are you able to go on well-paved roads, or don't they exist?
Most of the roads are good, but the problem is about a month ago, we had about 4 foot of snow in 24 hours, and it's now made all the moose come to basically into the towns because they can't get where they're used to going to eat and all that. So there's a lot more in the roads. You just got to be careful. But when you go around a corner and it's dark and there's two of them sitting in the middle of the road, you don't see them.
And they That's win. What happens. Right? They win, right?
Oh, yeah. Every time. They cost almost $14,000 in damage to my truck.
What are the most popular items that get delivered by you?
McDonald's, by far, is the number one spot.
That's amazing, isn't it? Once you figure that by now, McDonald's would go, well, wait a minute, why don't we deliver these things ourselves?
Oh, they got it on lockdown. They have it to where you can do multiple orders. For instance, you can do a Taco Bell order and a Subway order at the same time. But if you get a McDonald's order, that is the only order that you can do. They will not give you another order until that order is done. You only get one McDonald's order because McDonald's wants to make sure that their food gets to the customer fresh.
How long have you listened to my show?
Oh, probably a little over 2 years now.
All right, I'm going to
ask Sunday,
you.
I'm always out here working.
And I appreciate that. I'm only going to ask, I'm not asking you this to be flattered. I'm asking you this to make a promo. What is it about the show that you like?
You never know what's going to come out of your mouth. You're always reasonable. You're down to earth. You're somebody that I wouldn't mind going and having a cup of coffee, and we'd probably get a laugh out of it. And you're down to earth.
You are the
And
best.
You're live. Nowhere else, 7 days a week, I work 14 hours a day, and you are the only live show in 7 days a week.
Isn't it criminal that these other shows, other stations, squander frequencies and play best ofs? What the hell is a best of a talk show? That's dead fish. That's all it is dead fish. You can't call a talk show, it's dead fish.
Hey, man,
you're a good friend. Thank you so much.
It's a bad rerun on TV. That's what those are.
That's right. You're a good friend. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Dan in warm and cozy and sunny Wisconsin. Hi, Dan.
Good evening, Walter. First off, I want to say happy birthday to your dear daughter quickly.
My Samantha. Samantha is 10.
Where did it go?
I'm right here.
I mean, where did those 10 years go, right?
It's criminal. You're right.
It's baffling to look back on. I've got kids as well. Also, I want to know, where's Florida stories then?
Here's how it works. That's a very good question. When I come in on Sundays, the first thing I look for in my mailbox is Florida stories because I know you love it. Here's the deal. James Parker, who does Florida Stories, an insanely talented guy, is a volunteer, and he makes them when he can. He also has young kids. I'd say 8 out of 10 weeks he produces them, and we have them. He writes them from scratch, but I never push him. I never pressure it because I don't want it to become a chore. Do you understand? I don't want it to become a chore. So this week he wasn't able to make them. I never ask where are they. I bet you anything he'll have them next week.
I understand that, and I appreciate his contributions. The other thing I wanted to say was, you know, you speak of Mike Lindell a lot, and that man does not get enough praise around the world. People write him off as, quote, crazy, and he's very energetic, but that guy has overcome serious obstacles and, you know, truly seen the light, and he's so enthusiastic that it comes off as, quote, crazy, but he's brilliant. And did you happen to see his appearance on Jimmy Kimmel sometime last year?
It was great. But the other thing
well,
you got to remember.
Mike was great.
Mike was great. And Jimmy, shame on him. But the other thing.
Shame. Pure shame on him.
The great thing about Mike Lindell, anytime anybody thinks he's crazy or anything, just hold this thought. $500 million. The man is worth $500 million. And he built that business from scratch. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for calling at 888-688-WALT. And I think Mike Lindell's biggest obstacle is that he contributes to Sterling on Sunday, for which I am insanely grateful. And I thank you, Mike Doucette, the owner of his ad agency, great ad agency. Thank you, Northern Ad Agency. If you want to sell a product, you get in touch with Northern Ad Agency, not Northern Advertising Agency, two different companies. Because the thing about Northern Ad Agency, they are repulsed by awards. They refuse to win awards. Their goal is to move product. Isn't that the idea? They don't want an Addy or a Clio. Oh, my God. All right, 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I can stay in touch at all times. Send me an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. And you've got to go look at our website. It is spectacular. Every question you have about the show is answered there. It's all transparent, full transparency. Go to Walter Sterling Show. We're having a good time tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A change in the jet stream pattern out west will bring a storm through the nation's midsection by midweek and much cooler winds blowing through the west. Temperatures will drop out of the 80s, as you saw in the Super Bowl Sunday night. And we had some 90s, too, through California and the desert southwest. And we're going to blow in much cooler air by midweek. Along with these cooler temperatures comes some high winds as early as tonight and tomorrow in Northern California. And with hardly any rain since New Year's Eve, high fire danger as well. Windy in Sacramento and Las Vegas tomorrow and Tuesday with some blowing sand and dust as well. Seattle will see rain and 40s tomorrow, and then cloudy for the rest of the week. More rain coming in on next weekend. Fairbanks, Alaska, periods of snow tonight and tomorrow with a high of about 4 degrees tomorrow and a low of 13 below tonight. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, there's Vince in Philadelphia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, good evening, Walter. So the whole Russia-Ukraine conflict, I'm going to make a prediction here, and it'll be the first to know it, I believe. I think in the next few weeks they're going to invade Ukraine. And here's another thing that no one's talking about. I think that China simultaneously will create an offensive against Taiwan. And I think that it's going to happen. It's now or never for them because they have a weak president. And so why not? It's a sad thing. But I think we're all in a lot of trouble. And to kind of pivot to another related topic would be what happens with this country. I think if the Republicans take back the House and Senate, we see a lot of riots. We see an even bigger civil war. I'm not too optimistic about our future. Sad to say that.
Thank you for your call, Vince, at 888-688-WALT. It's always good to have a good, optimistic call. I appreciate that. 888-688-9258. Have you noticed that I never talk about those things because I have no control over those things? I think they're boring. I think they're insanely boring. Tony in Pittsburgh listening on KDKA with Dave Labrosi in charge of KDKA. Welcome, Tony. Hi.
Hello, Walter. How are you this morning?
I'm cold. You know, I do my show from the laundry room. It's not a joke. I'm not like a morning zoo that goes, well, can you believe we're in the laundry room today? No, I don't do that. I've always done it from my laundry room. And therefore, my biggest challenge in doing the show is fighting off the thump, thump, thump steps from upstairs. I pray that the kids don't get too loud upstairs. But it adds an aura of authenticity to the show, don't you think?
I do. All you need is barking dogs, you know, or, you know, meowing cats and things like that.
I have a cat. I have another cat and another cat. We have three cats. I have never owned a dog. I will never own a dog. I don't think that those things belong in my backyard. And I have no interest in dogs. And their love is phony. It's false love. It's cheap love. They're like the they're the prostitutes of the animal kingdom. They're always happy to see you. How is that possible?
That's true. They don't seem to have bad days. How's that possible? I agree with you.
No, that's true. Now, life in Pittsburgh, did they rebuild the bridge yet?
Oh, that's going to be a long time before they rebuild it. I live close to there. I think we talked about it last week. Yeah, now it's opened up a can of worms. Now, according to government officials who are looking for, you know, pesos, like always,
yes.
Every other bridge in the region is going to collapse, you know. So we better hurry and start spending more money and more money after that. Getting task force together and committees,
A task force. Oh my God, they're all every member of that task force is going to get $100,000 consulting fee. They're going to get free meals for years, and oh, they need new cars to inspect the bridges properly.
Well, what I asked is that collapsed into a hollow in a park, and I says, do the squirrels, rabbits, and deer, do they have a case? Can they sue? You know?
Are they endangered?
Somebody.
Are they endangered? Is there a white owl there?
I don't know. I don't know if there's white owls in this region. I'm sure they have them in North Pole, Alaska.
Were you impressed by the North Pole, Alaska caller? I was very impressed.
I was shocked at the warm temperature there. That's balmy. That's close to Fairbanks. But I looked it up, and he was accurate. It was 4 degrees. I'm fascinated by weather. And I studied it in geology in 11th grade, and I actually got an A because I loved it so much. But, you know, I'm still fascinated by these so-called experts that talk about climate change and global warming. And that is laugh-inducing to me.
I am fascinated by the fact that I have listeners who will do fact-checking on other callers. And I think that's a very special thing, but I am damn sure about one thing, damn sure about it. There is no such thing as global warming, none. And the reason I know that is that John Coleman, who used to do the weather on Good Morning America, on YouTube, mm-hmm. if you look up John Coleman, you'll find a video of him saying, there's no such thing as global warming. That's not my theory. That's a scientific fact. It's science. So John Coleman right. says that, and he only died recently. Things haven't changed that much. And the other thing is that when you and I were in elementary school, our weekly reader explained to us that we were at the end of an ice age. In third grade, right. we were told we were at the end of an ice age, that every year from now on it would get warmer, that the glaciers were receding, and this was before the glaciers were turned into politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, the greatest statistic I heard was that when Al Gore was born, there were 40,000 glaciers in the world, and now at this point in time, I don't know how old Al Gore is, I'm going to say about 75, there are still 40,000 glaciers in the world. So I think that says it all.
I don't think Al looks good. Do you think he looks good? I don't think he looks good. Every time I see him, he looks very, very big.
I honestly haven't seen him. I know who looks very bad is his running mate and cohort, Bill Clinton. He looks horrible these days.
Well, in fairness to Mr. Clinton, He had a series of serious health issues with his heart.
He did.
Cardiovascular issues, and I don't wish that on anybody. And I'm going to say something.
No, not at all.
I'm going to say something very dangerous and unpopular on KDKA. I'm going to say I thought that he was a terrific president. And the reason I thought he was a terrific president is that he was a lousy liar. And I want politicians who are lousy liars so I can spot it in a second. And he had a balanced budget. Hello, he had a balanced budget.
I know in my lifetime, I'm 54, those were some of the best times. So I concur.
All right, my friend, thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. I appreciate the call. It's 44 past the hour, 44 past the hour. Now, you know what I did in the last break while people were, you know, paying some bills? You know what I did? I went and adjusted my digital clock. There are three buttons on the side of my digital clock, and it's important that my digital clock be correct so that I can hit all of the network tones. I said to my friend James Copeland, who helps produce the show, I said, James, where do the tones live? Where are they? Where we push a button, the tones arrive. I don't know where they live. Okay, so get this. I push some buttons on the side, and instead of saying 11:45, it now says 19:13:54. I have military time. I don't want military time. I did everything I had to do to avoid military time. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
Tonight, we go around the world for reaction to all things Ukraine.
Public Radio's salute to all things Ukraine is made possible by bulk candy from the Ukraine. That sticky candy no one really likes. And by Canadian Truckers. If you want a fare on time and it's your dime, God bless you. And by listeners in college communities in small rental homes like you. Now, Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Our first report comes from Blind Jim, who is actually near the Ukraine.
I'm blind. I don't know where the Ukraine is, and neither do you. Here is a person who seems to know things.
And instead hold on to it and see if there was a way that I could figure out how to change it. Maybe I could find a place here in Ukraine where they would change Armenian dram, but that was seeming very unlikely. And so instead, when I got on the plane, I asked the guy sitting next to me if he was from Armenia. He was. He and his family were going on vacation to Vienna, Austria.
Fascinating for sure. Youth hostels in the Ukraine. As if youth hostels in America aren't horrifying enough.
It's this really colorful, fun, quirky little hostel right in the heart of downtown San Diego in the Gaslamp Quarter.
I feel very close to America's 20-somethings.
Our interest in the Ukraine extends beyond odd food and boring TV reports. We are obsessed with mining the Ukraine.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to dip down.
I'm exhausted. I was thinking about what my ideal concert would be. It would be Reddy, Hanson, Chaim, and Sitting on Stacy. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Just know that I want you back.
We are so, so happy. Public Broadcasting embrace Chaim and Licorice Pizza and trios of women. Yes, women.
Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back.
This just in. A British woman believes size matters, and she's got a new tattoo to prove it. For Valentine's Day, Tracy Kiss, yes, that's her name, stunned family and friends after having a ruler tattooed ink down her forearm so she could accurately measure the length of her prospective partner's penises. The sex-minded mom, who has a 14-year-old daughter, reported that she's looking for a well-endowed boyfriend, and her new body art is a practical design and tool to enhance my life, she says, end quote. The tattoo does not include any numbers, instead featuring pretty dots that are spaced an inch apart up her arm. As it doesn't have numbers, it's actually rather discreet and allows her to innocently reach up a man's stomach while taking a glance at my arm alongside it to control the inches, the creative blonde explained. Now, there's a pure Valentine heart. Isn't that what you want in a woman? Isn't that your dream Valentine? Let me tell you who's screwed up Valentines. I mean, really screwed it up. Public schools! Public schools have screwed up Valentines last year and this year. You may recall that when you were in elementary school, you could go to the drugstore, to the candy store, and you could buy a box of an odd number of Valentine cards, usually 28, which was very interesting because it would often force you to buy two boxes so you could have 32, which would cover the number of kids in most elementary school classrooms. And then they'd be like for, you know, they'd show a cartoon character, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, a Disney thing, whatever it was. And then you could fill out the Valentine, put it in a little red envelope, put it in the boxes of the kids you went to school with, and your crush would get one of these cards. And it was charming and sweet, and everybody thought it was cute. They also, trouble with the headphones. They also, that should do it. They also, now I can hear myself, and it doesn't improve anything. Well, this year that isn't happening. Now, my 10-year-old, she's going to be 10 in 6 minutes. My 10-year-old is not allowed to buy those cards and give them out. I bought the cards. I bought the little box of cards. This was the Frozen characters. That's what I got her. And she can fill them out, put the names of her friends on the front, and put them in the mailboxes or on the desks of all the kids that she likes, right? No. Not allowed this year. It's either because of COVID or because of some social issue that we can't even begin to imagine. Some schools, and one of my kids went to one of these schools, cannot have a birthday party unless every kid in the class is invited. Now, let me tell you, that can be pretty pricey. One year, my Dorothy, the oldest kid, had a birthday party where she had to invite every kid. And that wound up costing me $800. $800 for a 10-year-old's birthday party so that everybody was included. Nobody felt excluded. What kind of nonsense? Well, now this year, my Samantha, who's turning 10, she's not allowed to give out cards because it's either because of COVID or because not every kid is able to afford the box of cards, which is not true because they're cheap. But the public school system is ruining Valentine's. Or maybe it's a bisexual issue for fourth graders. Maybe it's a preference issue. All I can tell you is that the way you and I celebrated Valentine's Day in elementary school, they are not allowed to do any more. I don't think it's a mask issue, but maybe it's a mask issue. But whatever issue can be thrown in front of those kids just having a nice time that doesn't result in death is not allowed. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I am sure you have seen wackiness in your elementary school, in your middle school. All of a sudden, the things that were easy and simple to do, that your kids could just enjoy, those are slowly, slowly being chipped away. And I'm not talking about CRT. I don't even understand what that is, and neither do you. Don't just come around and tell me, well, I know what critical race theory is. No, you don't. Because they're making it up as they go along, so you don't understand. But I do understand when my 10-year-old cannot give out Valentine's Day cards because of some mythical problem. That's what she's up against. Why should she? I said, why can't you take in these cards? No, we're not allowed to. We can't. And she said it with fear in her voice, which made me very sad for her. You and I can talk. We have one more hour to go. Midnight Misfits coming up. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. We start the week on a wintry note in the Northeast with a light snow and cold temperatures. The snow ends tonight and the cold starts to moderate. New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington should warm to the 40s and 50s by midweek, even lower 60s by Thursday when we look for more precipitation, but by then it will all be rain. A more dynamic storm will move cross country by then. At first it's moisture starved, but by Wednesday it will feed off Gulf of Mexico moisture, producing lots of rain and thunderstorms through Texas and Oklahoma and general rain along the East Coast on up into New England. Some of those storms down south could be severe. Now, if you watch the Super Bowl, you know it's warm out west, but that's going to change too. Details in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Premier Tim Houston and his lovely wife visited Oak Island to meet the Leginas and to hear about the trials and tribulations of the government regulations that have kept the Leginas from doing the digging they need to do. The premier and especially his wife were very, very interested and got a full tour of the island, including where they're just about to unleash a 10-foot caisson to do giant boreholes into the money pit area of Oak Island. The premier was very sympathetic to the boys, Rick Legina, Alex Legina, Marnie Legina, all were in explaining what was going on. The meeting was put together by Billy Gerhard, the guy who kind of looks like Flat Top from Dick Tracy. I'll tell you what, I think they're going to get the approvals they need. The caisson has been unleashed. Next week, will we know what's in the money pit? We'll have the details here. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room. This is noted Oak Island expert, Velo Hool, for Please Sterling explain. At Night.
Please explain about Oak Island. They're digging down 250 feet into an island. 250 feet, 300 feet with giant boring equipment, majorly construction equipment that did not exist 200 years ago when the treasure was allegedly buried. That treasure was supposedly put down there 200 years ago. How did they get it down 200 feet? What I think most of the stuff on Oak Island is material, goods, garbage that has washed up on the shore from ships over the years. Just washed up on the shore, either dumped over the side of a ship or a ship crashed, landed on the beach. And the stuff fell into the holes on the island. That's what I think it is. Because you know how it works. This is a little island in the Atlantic, not a friendly place. When you make a sandcastle, the next day after making a sandcastle, no matter how big it is, you show up on the beach the next morning, it's gone. There's no trace of it, nothing. And when you make a sandcastle and you put your hand down about 2 feet on the beach, water arrives. That's what's happening at Oak Island. They dig down a little bit. Oh, my gosh, there's water. Yes, you're in an island in the Atlantic about 100 yards off the coast. Of course there's water coming into the island. It's unbelievable to me. And we're talking about major construction equipment that is being, they had to build a bridge. They had to build a special bridge to deal with the weight of the equipment that they were bringing onto that island. There's nothing there. They're never going to find anything there. They often take the route of, well, we're finding information. We're doing research. We're learning a lot about our history. Well, good luck with that. But this is a mighty expensive history lesson on a mighty unproductive island. That's what it looks like to me. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I'm very proud to be on KFBK and on KDKA with giant great men, fantastic program directors. Now, here's a man in Iowa who's sentenced to life in prison for doing something that I respect. He killed his friend. Not the killing part. He killed his friend in a fight over, ready, mayonnaise. An Iowa man was sentenced to life behind bars for the murder of a friend he repeatedly ran over with a pickup truck after a fight about mayonnaise. He used his truck to ram his friend outside a cafe in the small town of Pisgah, which is in Iowa. That's all you need to know. The two had been out drinking. You're kidding. Alcohol was involved? I can't believe it. The two had been out drinking at a bar with another person earlier that night in nearby Moorhead. But things took a turn when one of them spread mayonnaise on Saulberg's food, which riled him up and sparked a bar fight. A furious man called the half-brother, Craig, on the way to the cafe and threatened to set Saulberg's house on fire and shoot him. Pryor later came to Dave's old home in Pisgah, where another confrontation was brewing. This one guy eventually rammed his truck into Pryor's, then rammed Saulberg. This guy's first blow to Saulberg did not kill him. He can be heard screaming for his brother. This was an ugly situation, but the fight was over mayonnaise. There are very few things that I'm sure I'm committed to, and one of them is mayonnaise. I have two goals on any given day. Perhaps you can relate. I'm trying to get more cheese into my diet, and I'm trying to get more mayonnaise into my diet. Can you relate to that? Now, I want to talk to you. Are you in that truck convoy? I need to talk to you because I salute Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a great man. He's the founder of the MyPillow company, and he put his money where his mouth is. He said, you know what? I'm going to give a MyPillow brand pillow to every one of those truck drivers. He respects them. He believes in what they're doing, and he wants them to be more comfortable. That's an American. It's 14 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I want to share with you an interesting fact. Our happiness depends so much on how well we sleep. And how well we sleep is affected by what we are sleeping in. Comfortable linen, great blankets, and the best pillow possible. You put your head on a pillow for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a night, it had better be a damn good pillow. My Pillow brand pillow is the very best pillow. It is filled with magic. It is filled with patented material that stays cool, holds its shape, and you can wash it. You can throw it in the washer. You know what happens if you throw other pillows in the washer. They come out smelling like a dead duck. The MyPillow brand pillow holds its shape, stays cool all night, and you can wash it. 800-844-0876. That's the number to call the MyPillow brand people. And a live operator, a real operator, is looking forward to talking to you, not some robot. They want to talk to you and answer every question you've got about the MyPillow brand pillow. The question I've got is, how can they make it so inexpensive? It used to be $69.99. Now it's $19.99. That's $20 for a MyPillow brand pillow filled with patented material that holds its shape, stays cool all night, and you can wash it. 800-844-0876. What a great thing to give your kid to go off to school, to give your significant other to take on the road instead of using those yucky hotel pillows. This will smell like home. Now they'll be able to take a pillow on the road that smells like home and is washed and ready to go. Oh, and a 10-year warranty. Your marriage doesn't have a 10-year warranty. 800-844-0876. Please call them. Get all the information. They're waiting to answer every question you've got. Now the MyPillow brand pillow is $19.99. If you say the word Walter, say the word Walter, and you will get that amazing discount. 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
LeafletOnline.com. Can you remember that? LeafletOnline.com. L-E-A-F. LeafletOnline.com. Is that the worst name for a website ever? I think so. But it's the name of the website for the best fruitcake you will ever eat. Because when you and I think of fruitcake in our minds, when we imagine fruitcake in our mind, it's a beautiful cake. It has spongy cake, and it has fruit that's fresh and delicious. Well, now you can get a real fruitcake at leafletonline.com. Go there, put my name in, Walter, in the promo code, see a significant drop in price. This is made in a monastery. You know it's pure, great ingredients, terrific. leafletonline.com. Get the fruitcake that you're imagining.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story about a rookie cop I knew that asked too many questions. In the early 80s, crack cocaine was ravaging New York City, especially the Bronx. So what the NYPD did was they formed these units in drug-prone locations called BAND, or Bronx Anti-Narcotics Drive. The plan was to flood the zone with rookie cops that would stand out on the corner like wooden Indians in a cigar store to basically, it'd be like a fake owl to keep the drug dealers away. And for a while it worked. The drug dealers started moving off the corners, but then they got inventive. They started dealing inside of hallways and inside of apartments, or they would call emergencies at other locations. And then when the cops would race off in different directions, a crack line would pop up, and then they would go and serve their customers. So after a while of this, the rookie cops started catching on. They started going on rooftops doing surveillance. They started making arrests and putting a dent in the drug dealer's operation. Well, while this is going on, this rookie cop that I knew would call his sergeant for everything. And after a while, the sergeant got pissed off and he said, listen, do me a favor. I don't bother you. Don't bother me. Don't call me for anything unless you have an absolute emergency. So the cop goes, okay. So about a month later, this cop is standing on his footpost and he's got his back up against the building. And the reason you do that is in places where the cops aren't welcome, people go on the roofs, and we call it airmail. They'll throw everything from batteries, potted plants, books at you. So if your back is against a building, it's more difficult for them to get you with a direct hit. So while the cop is standing there chasing drug dealers away, it gets to about noon, and he gets a little hungry. So he decides he's going to get something to eat. He takes a step off the building. He doesn't get but 3 feet, and he hears, row, and an explosion. So he starts looking around, and less than 2 feet from him is a cat that's splattered. It's a cat off a hot tin roof. So what happens is he gets on the radio and he calls the 1013. And before you know it, you got the 4-6 and the 5-2 precincts running up there like crazy. They're racing up there. He's there. He's pointing at a dead cat. One of the older cops gets on the radio and says, slow it down, slow it down. It's not an emergency here. Well, who shows up but his sergeant? And he's pissed. And he says, why did you call an emergency? And he goes, and he points to the cat. He goes, look, a dead cat. He says, I see it. It's a mess. He said, do I look like I work for the Department of Sanitation? So the cop put his head down. He goes, no. So the sergeant says, so the next time you got a mess like that, call the Department of Sanitation and they'll come pick it up. So needless to say that cop was on the sergeant's S list for quite some time until he got out of field training and went on his merry way. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Through the Looking Glass, Stories from Inside America's Largest Police Department.
What are your plans?
I don't know.
What's your future look like?
I don't know.
How do you like working at Tiny Toes?
I hate working at Tiny Toes.
You should start your own business.
What business should I be in?
I don't know. What do you like?
I don't know.
You're an actress. You should be an actress.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. It's my calling. I don't know how to do anything else. It's what I'm meant to do. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been a song and dance
Come
man.
Come on. Ever since you were a kid, song and dance man. Where are your parents?
My mom works for me.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, she does, that in my public sense. Relations company.
In your public relations company? Because you have that.
Yes.
And you're an actor.
Yes.
And you're a secret agent, too.
Well, no, I'm not a secret agent. That's funny.
Licorice Pizza. You want to go see it this week so we can talk about it next week. It stars Alana Haim, the youngest of the Haim sisters, which is a spectacular rock group. Yes, a spectacular rock group. And Cooper Hoffman. Those two star in this movie. They carry the movie. And, ready, it's their first movie. And they're great. She plays a character who's 24, 25. And I say 24, 25 because her age keeps changing in the movie. And he plays a character who's 15. This is platonic as can be. But it's a pure friendship, and you can see it evolve and develop, and it's funny as hell. Directed by Mr. Anderson, who's the shooter, the writer. It's just great. It's just fantastic. This is the same director who did Boogie Nights, and you will not go wrong seeing this movie. You will not go wrong. It's funny. It's up for Best Picture and Best Screenplay. And it had better win both of them because I don't want to watch some obscure thing, you know, about what are those obscure, you know, meeting in Berlin or something. Who cares about that? This takes place in 1973 in the San Fernando Valley. It's got a terrible soundtrack. And my friend said, you know, the music's terrible in this movie. I said, yes, the music in 1973 was terrible. Helen Reddy had hits in 1973. Just hold that thought for a little while. So it is, the music is terrible, but you will have the best time, the best time. Chipotle is in trouble. I've never understood Chipotle because there's so many things that I don't understand, like flags and penalties in football. Don't understand it. But Chipotle is in trouble because they have now put a limit of 50% on tips. If you want to tip somebody at Chipotle, you can only tip them up to 50%. And there's a lot of hoopla and outroar, and you can't do that. You can't deprive the working man of stuff. So they're in trouble. Now, let me share with you the facts about this, because it has turned out to be a very big deal. Chipotle is blasted for its outrageous tip-capping policy after a customer revealed the eatery's rejected his generous tip for a driver on a snow day because it was more than 50%. A Twitter user wanted to give a 64% tip of $7.88 on a $12.40 order when he ordered food during a snowstorm, but the app wouldn't accept it, showing an error message reading, "This is mighty generous of you, but tips can't be more than 50% of your food's total." A screenshot was met with outrage from commenters who called the tip capping policy demented, outrageous, and dystopian. Now, that's a pretty highfalutin tipper, a dystopian tipper. I bet they did very well on their SATs. Chipotle responded on Twitter, claiming the ban was a safeguard against human error and fraud. But Twitter users said that if they were actually looking for a safeguard, they would simply ask customers to confirm their tip. And that's right. I think what they're up against is the number of times that 10-year-olds, and if I may say so, mostly girls, have went inside an app and bought $500 worth of games or clothing accessories for Sims. You know, the worst thing that can happen to me personally is for my 10-year-old to get inside an app And she starts buying stuff. And I see on my bank account, you know, Apple charge, because they're always, somehow or another, it always goes to Apple. All of my children's problems would be solved at the Apple store if I let them. They wake up in the morning, they have a list of demands. Their demands can only be met at the Apple store. It's unbelievable. Now, Chipotle is denying them the opportunity to tip more than 50%. And that's crazy, because if you're driving a car in a snowstorm to bring somebody an enchilada, you deserve every penny you get. If you're Drew in Las Vegas, you deserve every penny you get in tips. My friend in Alaska who called tonight said, you know, he gets tip, he lives on tips. I get it. It's a tough way to make a living, and they should get whatever they get from a customer. That's my opinion. What else do we have to do tonight? We have a lot else to do. Just a moment. I do show prep. Let's go over it. See if there's anything here that interests you. Let me get out the list. We can talk more about Valentine's Day, and we should. I hate sports. Mom gets a ruler tattoo. Iowa man gets to go to jail for fighting over mayonnaise. Cara Delevingne, lesbian. Tanya Harding. Good. Okay, we've covered the big stuff. Let's talk more about Valentine's Day. This is a horrible holiday for men, because like a woman's birthday, I will lose. Like a woman's birthday, I will fail at Valentine's Day. Because there's no middle. Either I go to the good jewelry store and I get a good piece of jewelry, and you and I know what that is. We know what a tennis bracelet looks like. We know what a good piece of jewelry looks like. There's no middle. There's no synthetic ruby that's going to solve the problem, is there, guys? No, the only thing that's going to solve the problem is a certified certificate diamond, C or D grade, IF or VVF1. That's the only thing that's going to solve the problem. Anything else is, well, maybe next year when we have more money. It isn't going to be solved with a dinner, because is there a greater hell than trying to go out on Valentine's Day for dinner? Oh, forget it. Even now that half the restaurants are closed, or, you know, you have to sit at every other table, it's all bad. There's no good news. The only result we get is we get to buy jewelry. Then you win. Otherwise, you don't win. You just lose, and you get a nasty look from your in-laws. That's been my experience. How about yours? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Nebel.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday weather. From Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. A change in the jet stream pattern out west will bring a storm through the nation's midsection by midweek, and much cooler winds blowing through the west. Temperatures will drop out of the 80s, as you saw in the Super Bowl Sunday night, and we had some 90s too through California and the desert southwest, and we're going to blow in much cooler air by midweek. Along with these cooler temperatures comes some high winds as early as tonight and tomorrow in Northern California, and with hardly any rain since New Year's Eve, high fire danger as well. Windy in Sacramento and Las Vegas tomorrow and Tuesday with some blowing sand and dust as well. Seattle will see rain and 40s tomorrow, and then cloudy for the rest of the week, more rain coming in on next weekend. Fairbanks, Alaska, periods of snow tonight and tomorrow with a high of about 4 degrees tomorrow and a low of 13 below tonight. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. I told you about my daughter who's in college. She's a sophomore in college. And I told you last year they tortured those students by keeping them in quarantine in their dormitories, in their dorm rooms. They kept them in their dorm rooms. This is not an exaggeration. If they left their dorm room and walked in the hallway during quarantine, they ran the high risk of losing their financial aid. Therefore, they were stuck in their dorm rooms. This made no sense to me. And it didn't make much sense to my daughter, who has some panic issues, you know, some panic episodes, no doubt because of who her father is. However, this year, and therefore her grades were lousy, everything was lousy, it was terrible, coupled with the fact that it's in upstate New York, which is where authors go to finish the last chapter of their book and kill themselves. That's what upstate New York is for. Oh, my God. This year, she's doing great. And I answer this because I got a lot of emails from you asking, how's your daughter doing? She's 19. She's doing terrific. They have a closed-circuit television station at her school where she's an executive producer. And what's great about it is I could see when she sat in that chair in the control room, this is where she was meant to be. You know that about your kids. When they finally find the thing that they're supposed to do, they come alive. That's what's happened with her. It makes me so happy. And she's in all 90-plus grades. All of her grades are 90-plus. She got in a sorority, which proves she isn't my daughter. You know, when I went to college, you ran from fraternities. You wanted nothing to do with them. But now the world is different, and they embrace this social nonsense. So she's in a sorority. She's doing great in school. So thank you for asking. She's excelling in school. And what I'm especially proud of, because of what I do for a living, if I said anything to anybody at the communications school there, they'd probably listen to me. Just maybe. For 10 seconds until they got tired of me. But I never said anything. I didn't lift a finger to facilitate any aspect of her education, and she didn't need it. She's focused, she's excelling, she's doing great, so I'm very proud of her. And then, at the beginning of this semester, her boyfriend goes to Florence, Italy. And I'm like, oh, is he studying Renaissance art? Is he studying poetry? No, they just offer a course, a regular, normal course in other countries. Normal curriculum in other countries, which is a great thing. And that's what he's doing. He's in Florence, taking normal courses in Florence. Therefore, we had to deal with 3 weeks of sadness, crying, not good. But she will survive. She will survive. Now, I have to deal with Valentine's Day for myself. Now, I've been married for a while, and I have three daughters, and my three daughters deserve things. And I'm going to sip this tea now, excuse me. But my wife deserves the most. This is not that year. She's going to get a lovely card, a lovely note, and that's all I can do. Because what I have learned is that between the card and the good jewelry, and you know what I mean by good jewelry, it's not off the cart in the mall. The good jewelry, there's nothing. You have stepped into the valley of hell. If I don't get her the good jewelry, I'm better off with just the card. That's okay. But if I try to get her sort of good jewelry or a nice sweater on sale at Marshall's, this will be a disaster. So I'm not doing that. Has that been your experience, men? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. That is my experience. Valentine's Day and birthdays, there is no middle. There is no middle. You better get her the good jewelry. Gold, not silver. Gold, not platinum. Diamond. Diamond chips are okay. But not the laboratory-made emerald or ruby. No. She's going to know the clasp. It better be a gold clasp. And and a dinner at the real restaurant, not the chain restaurant. I don't care how good a chain it is. There's no good chain restaurant on Valentine's Day or birthday. None. Because the chain restaurants will have frozen lobster or frozen fish or worse, frozen filet mignon, and she'll know. And you're a dead man. Now, you may think, gee, your wife sounds very difficult, Walter. No, let me suggest to you that my wife is totally typical. This is the agenda inside every single bride. It's like at your wedding. I say to my friends, when you were eight, were you planning your wedding? Did you have any idea of what you wanted your wedding to be? And they all go, no, you know, I want to watch the big game. I want to see the big game. I say, well, guess what? Your wife, she did have a vision of her wedding when she was eight. And you had better not edit it. You had better not adjust one thing about that wedding. Whatever she wants, the color of the napkins, the venue, church, synagogue, no synagogue, whatever she wants is a good idea. And your job is to come to her, with her to all of those catering functions, all of those specialists on weddings and say, you know, this is a great idea, hon. And if she says, do you like cream or white? Do you like cream colored napkins or white colored napkins? Your job is to say, well, what do you feel more strongly about? And when she says, I really like the cream ones, you go, yeah, that makes sense to me. Because remember, guys, your family still has to be invited to the wedding because it's not your wedding. It's your bride's wedding. She sends out the invitation. And there's the jackpot. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. It has been such a blessing to me to be able to share information with you about the right products. And this is a great product made by Mike Lindell, who decided it was time to have the right pillow in America. This pillow is patented. It is filled with magic material that will make you feel good. And it holds its shape at night and it stays cool all night. It used to be $69.99. I used to look up the MyPillow brand pillow and I go, ah, it's just a little too much. Now, if you say the name Walter, the price drops from $69.99 to $19.99. It holds its shape. It stays cool all night. You can wash it. You know, it doesn't go well when you try to wash normal pillows, but this is not a normal pillow. Get all the information. Get the answers you need. You can also buy pillowcases from Mike Lindell in every color you can imagine. And he's so smart. He designed pillowcases that you don't have to wrestle with the pillow to get it on. These are extra large pillowcases. The pillows just go right in. Same thing with the top sheet. Can you imagine a top sheet on the bed that you don't have to fight to get it over the mattress? That's what they have at the MyPillow brand website. But call this number, 800-844-0876. There's a human right now waiting for you at this hour and this time and this day of the week. Isn't that great? You can talk to somebody about the product. Talk to them about life. They don't care. They're happy to hear from you. 800-844-0876. Say the name Walter and the price drops to $19.99. My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk to your audience about what it's like when you first graduate from the police academy. Now, my dad was a butcher. He wasn't a captain or a chief or a sergeant, so I had no idea where I was going to go. So after field training, I drew the short straw and I got assigned to the 4-2 precinct in the South Bronx. For the audience, if you've ever seen the movie Fort Apache, the Bronx, the movie's supposed to be about the old 4-1 precinct. but it was all burned out, so they used to call it Little House in the Prairie. So Paul Newman and Ed Asner actually filmed the movie in the old 41 precinct on 3rd Avenue in the Bronx. So when I first got there, it was a learning curve. I mean, I'm a Bronx kid, but looking around, I said, what the hell had I gotten myself into? I mean, every day I'd be standing out on a foot post in the middle of nowhere with burned out abandoned buildings and junkies walking around with whatever they stole to get their hands on a couple of bucks for crack cocaine. And as rough as the clientele was in the neighborhood, some of the cops could be that way too. There was a lot of guys left over from the Vietnam era who were kind of antisocial and really wouldn't talk to you. It was a fool's errand to try to get some advice or even a nod of their approval. And a lot of the old-time bosses didn't want you coming to them for advice. I remember specifically one time one of my friends asking a sergeant for advice, and he said, hey, figure it out for yourself, because if I got to figure it out for you, you're not going to like the outcome. So that's basically the way it was. So one Sunday morning after roll call, it was in the summer, and when I came in to get changed, I saw this crackhead, skinny woman in a nightgown, screaming at the top of her lungs at the desk officer. Paid no mind to it. It's like Hill Street Blues. There's just a lot going on. I go upstairs, I get changed, and the woman's still in front of the desk. The desk officer loses patience with the woman, and he says, hey, Ferrari, Faye, grab her and remove her from the station house. She's not making any sense. So my partner and I escort her to the front. She starts fighting with us. Long story short, we literally push her out of the station house, and we tell her to get lost. She wasn't making any sense. So she leaves. Later in the day, my partner and I go out in our radio car, and we're driving around, and we get a call for a gunshot victim at Bronx Lebanon Fulton Division. So we head up there, and we go to the emergency room, and we go in, and who's laying in a gurney but the woman that we threw out of the station house? So she's screaming, and I turn to the nurse. I go, what happened? She says, well, she's been shot in the legs. So I really am at a loss for words, and the doctor says, she starts screaming at us, get these two out of here. These are the two that threw me out of the precinct. I don't want to deal with them. So I pull the doctor aside. I go, what's up with her? He goes, well, she's a crackhead. She's crazy. She got shot in the legs. He goes, the craziest thing is, he goes, she must be hallucinating because she said she walked into the precinct and you guys threw her out. I says, well, no, that would never happen. But she wasn't making any sense, and she had gotten shot in the leg with a small caliber bullet. We never knew she was shot. She was walking around just fine. So that's a story from my new book, NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
A loving Valentine's Day story from Vic Ferrari. I am so happy we have Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, as part of our team, because then we're always covered. You know, if you're friends with a New York City police detective, you are covered. They take care of you. The best example I have of this, and we heard it from a group of, what was it, firemen, policemen, anyway, a group of guys in Detroit. Football players, a group of football players saved a kid who was being bullied. This is the best story. In New York City, there's a bar called Chumley's, and it was owned by a good guy, nice guy. And there were a number of firemen who were killed in the line of duty. And these particular firemen had a lot of children. A lot of teenage children. So the owner of Chumley's took them all in, gave them all jobs. After school, on Saturdays, Sundays, whenever you guys want to work, I will put you to work. And he took care of them, kept an eye on them, made sure. He was only a block from the firehouse. That's the nature of New York. You think of New York as a cold, calculated place. It's not. Biggest hearts in the world are in New York City. He took in the firemen's kids. One day, like all good bartenders, the revenue agents from the state of New York showed up at his door and decided to padlock the bar and seize the cash register. That's what the agents were going to do. Now, unfortunately for these agents, three or four of the firemen from the local firehouse were there. It was at the end of their shift. They were in the bar. They were having lunch, and they were having a few drinks after work. They were sitting there. They witnessed this. They saw the cash register being seized. They saw that the revenue agents from Albany wanted to padlock the doors. And all of the firemen, and you know how big firemen are, all of the firemen stood up, stood around the revenue agents, which there may have been two, you know, accountants, CPAs, stood around them and said, how can we help you? And they said, well, we have to seize the warrant, we're going to padlock. And the firemen looked at them and said, you're doing nothing. The owner of this bar is our friend. You guys are doing nothing. We urge you to leave as soon as you possibly can. And they shoot him away. They got rid of the tax agents, got him out of there. That's what New York City firemen do. That's who they are. They're the best guys in the world. All right, well, we had a pretty good show. Love to hear from you during the week. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And where's Karen, my cat lady? Hey, Karen, the cat lady, where are you? I haven't heard from you in like 3 weeks. Are you okay? I hope you're okay. And there's Billy Datz. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. And our friends across the country. I don't mean to be maudlin, but I really appreciate these friendships. Every email I get gets answered. And I'll send you a picture of my cats. Would you like that? I'll send you a picture of my cats. Wish my 10-year-old happy birthday. She is now 10 years old. I can't believe it. Well, the time sure goes fast, doesn't it? No, let me tell you what goes fast. My money. My money. I have three daughters. They wake up. Here's a list of demands, Dad. This is what we need today. Everything has multiple zeros after it. And that's what a dad's supposed to do. That's the job of a dad. Fulfill these list of demands. It's remarkable, isn't it? It's remarkable what we have to do. I urge you to go to the website, Walter Sterling Show, Walter Sterling Show. There you will find out about Florida stories. You can download, and you should, your Midnight Misfit membership card. There's a tab on the website that says Midnight Misfit. Download it, and then you will have your decoder card. And next week, I will have secret messages just for you. And you decode them, and you will be highly entertained, like Neil Paul. Neil's always highly entertained by these. And you owe me corned beef, Neil. That's what I got for you today. Happy Valentine's Day. My gift to you on Valentine's Day is to go and see Licorice Pizza, Paul Thomas Anderson movie. Directed, written by, and actually shot by.
What are your plans?
I don't know.
What's your future look like?
I don't know.
How do you like working at Tiny Toes?
I hate working at Tiny Toes.
You should start your own business.
What business should I be in?
I don't know. What do you like?
I don't know.
You're an actress. You should be an actress.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. It's my calling. I don't know how to do anything else. It's what I'm meant to do. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've been a song and dance
man. Come on. Ever since you were a kid. Song and dance man. Where are your parents?
My mom works for me.
Oh, of course she does.
Yes, she does, in my public relations company.
In your public relations company?
Happy Valentine's Day. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.